Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ivan. I'm just reaching out to cancel my services.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and find the account, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Brady Hicks.
Okay. Give me one moment while I find the account here. I apologize for the wait. It looks like you do have a security question here, which is, what is the name of your first pet?
Storm.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so I do have your information here. It looks like your account is about to be due on the 3rd, actually, and you're looking to make sure it's discontinued as of today. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I don't want to get charged for next month.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate you calling in. It's definitely very important. This will help to avoid any unnecessary charges, so meaning tomorrow there shouldn't be any charges, right? But if I can just get a little bit of information and maybe the reason that you're looking to discontinue, looks like we've been helping you for about 6 months now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there any reason that you're looking to discontinue?
Yeah, it's just you guys are only doing my SEO, and I'm just not sure how much work you can do on somebody's SEO when you don't have access to the website to do backlinks or anything like that, you know? So I just feel like I'm kind of just wasting $200 when I could just save it.
Okay, I understand. It definitely is important to see those results, right? So mainly if we're not controlling a website, what we do is we're just going to make sure to promote it. For example, if we're only helping you, like you said, right, on the Google Business Profile, then the Google Business Profile is going to be attached to the actual website, right? And that's actually normally where the clients go to. So they basically see your Google Business Profile, and then they want to go jump into the actual website, right? Have you had any chance to maybe log into your client dashboard in the last couple of days, if I may ask?
No, I have not seen it in a while.
Okay, would I be able to maybe invite you to go ahead and log in just so you could see a little bit of the information? On there, it actually shows you how many people see in your Google Business Profile, how many people have actually went to your website, right? So it definitely is some useful, right? As you mentioned, maybe you didn't get, as you said, right, you haven't seen any of that. You don't know how to tell. This is actually one of the tools that we have. That way you could actually see what is being generated, right? Because what you're saying is definitely understandable. We don't have access to the website, but we do have ways of making sure customers visit your website. In other words, we promote it, right?
Right.
Okay. So would you be able to log in right now to your Google Business? I'm sorry, to the client dashboard?
Hold on one second.
Yeah, of course. If you need me to reset your password, I could do so, okay? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been quite some time since you logged in. I believe it was last September you logged in.
I just logged in. 56 results, 21 local leads.
Perfect.
Doesn't look like we've gotten a lead since December.
It's really hard to tell in the leads. For example, if we don't have a call tracking number, it's going to be hard to actually see if the calls are coming in using, let's say, the Google Business Profile, right? So what Google gave us as a tool is just to see where people are seeing you, in other words, right, what they're using, if you're even being seen at all. So if you're using your phone, there's going to be three lines on there, right, that's going to help you to have another drop-down menu. So if you click it, it's
right.
Okay, and on there, you're just going to go where it says Google Insights.
Yeah, website visits, 34. But when is that? Is that from just this month or?
No. I believe it's the last 6 months. So if you go ahead and click on, there should be a filter there that allows you to see the last 7 days, last 30 days. I'm not sure if you see that on there.
Yeah, I see it, yeah.
Perfect. So I usually just...
It's on all time. So, yeah, it only says 34 website visits in 6 months. That's pretty terrible.
That definitely depends on who wants to see your information, right? So on there, as you could tell, right, if we're doing the all time, you could actually see how many people saw the Google Business Profile, which is around 468 people, right? So that tells us that people are seeing your information online. Now, if they're going to your website, it usually says about 34, right? That's what you're seeing. So, again, that's just the visits, right? But it doesn't mean that they didn't see your information on the Google Business Profile. Now, something that I always let our clients know that when it comes to situations like this and you want to see more results out of the Google Business Profile, I would say it's important to make sure you're being promoted in the correct service areas that you're looking for, right? Also, the Google Business Profile can definitely be more attractive, made more attractive to clients, right? And that's simply by maybe creating posts more frequently, continue to add photos, and even gathering reviews, right? So the post is something that we could definitely control, right? And I believe we're doing about 3 times a month now, right? So I definitely do see that there are times where we need to work on that ranking, and we could definitely do so, right? I know that you're paying around $149, but just by seeing that people are seeing your information, again, we should work on how to make the account more attractive for them as well, okay?
Of course.
So something that I could do is, because of this, right, I do see that you've been with us for about 6 months, so actually a little bit longer. So I could definitely maybe lower the actual payment to $129, and from there we can continue to help with the actual ranking. This will be mainly just for the Google Business Profile. Also, if we really want to maybe, let's say, keep track of who's calling you, right, how many calls are coming in, I would recommend that we use the call tracking option. It's at no additional cost for you. It basically creates another number, and it shows it online for you. And that's what clients will call. And that's how we can keep track of, let's say, where the calls are coming from, right? And you could actually even see them yourself, right? So the call tracking number, if somebody calls that number, the calls will go directly to you. They don't come to Local Splash, right? So if you really want to see how the things are going, we could definitely take that route by lowering the payment and maybe adding the call tracking number. I'm not sure if that's a good way to go, Brady.
No, the only reason I'm trying to cancel is because I have another company that does my SEO, my website and all that stuff. I just feel like I'm paying. And with where I'm at right now, I'm not saying that I won't come back, but I just can't afford for that to come out tomorrow. So I just need to cancel for right now.
And I agree.
It is what it is.
Not a problem. I'll make sure to have it canceled or paused. And you're absolutely right. It would be very important just to have one company working as anything to do with online presence, right, such as SEO. Why? Because if we make changes, they'll make changes, right? And it's just basically Google will never have time for those changes to be reflected, right? So it's
exactly.
It only brings negative results. So another thing you said, right, is just you can't afford the actual – well, you don't want it to come out, right? So if you are interested, something that we do for our clients is we do pause or give the option to pause the account up to 5 months, and it's at no cost for you, okay? So, for example, if we pause it now, it won't start up until a little bit before September, right? There will be no charges involved until then. And we can follow up before then just to see if we're going to need to reactivate or just completely cancel then, right? Or you could give us a call.
Sure. And I can call in before then, like before the 5 months. Like if it was just next month I wanted to turn it back on, I could just turn it back on.
That is correct. You could turn it back on. If not, I could go ahead and schedule to call you back before the pause is over, right? And from there we could see if we can start up again.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go ahead and put it on pause then. Let's do that.
Okay, so we're going to help to make
it. Because I don't want to lose all our traction.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We don't want to lose everything that we've done, right? So in the future, again, we definitely want to push to making sure there's only one SEO company helping you on that.
Of course.
And as you already know, you already understand. So just keep that in mind. And I'll follow up with you before August. But yeah, I'll follow up with at least a month before it reactivates, for example, right before the pause is over. And then from there, you can let us know how to continue. But again, feel free to call us in a month, the next week, if you need us, okay?
And there will be no charges tomorrow, correct?
Absolutely. If you just wait on the line for me, I'll make sure to send you a notification that the account's been paused. And there's no charges, okay, that will occur. So just give me 1 second here, and I'll get it out for you. Okay, so we'll go ahead and just make it till September. No, not September. I'm sorry. I would have to go with August. So I'll definitely call you before then. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to put it on pause until the 7th of August. That falls on a Friday. I'm more than likely going to be calling you before the 7th. So around maybe the 3rd of August, you'll expect a call from me if we haven't heard from you back with that.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling in today. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too, man. I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.